As the beloved Lord, the Mahachohan, speaks his heart to us, we ask our heart's flame to bless him, to pour our love to him, and to make us feel at one with the sacred fire of his own mighty heart, that we may at all times fulfill every desire through us that he wants to accomplish to set mankind forever free. Beloved ones of the sacred fire, let us help you tonight to enter into such a full understanding of all that the unfed flame can do for you, all that the other activities of the sacred fire can do for you, that you become completely aware of the world of the unfed flame. Both the unfed flame in your own heart and the enfolding unfed flame, which has been offered to help you gain your freedom. For beloved ones, regardless of anything you are required to do in the outer world that is constructive, unless you have the balance of love, wisdom, and power, you do not attain your victory, and you do not produce the perfection that you require in this world. And mankind needs to understand the full power contained within that unfed flame that can and will sustain perfection for aeons of time. So in understanding and using the unfed flame, you enter in to the great creative activities of God, God's universe, to produce the perfect manifestation that always produces happiness for you and all life. When you realize that that unfed flame is the sustaining of your physical body, I mean the power within the permanent atom of the heart, that unfed flame is anchored there. And mark you, just the radiation from that unfed flame is the energy that you use in the body and around it, carry on the life processes in the body, to act through the body, to enable you to do things in the physical world, and to enable you, just by the use of that energy, to carry out into manifestation whatever you will to manifest. So long as what you desire to manifest be constructive, then you can, by conscious command, have the concentration of that unfed flame into a condition to make it eternal. The unfed flame is the eternal perfection of the universe. It is the source of immortality. It is immortality itself. And that is why I want you to understand both its power and its importance to you and to the world. This knowledge must come both to the intellect of mankind and the radiation of the knowledge must come into the feeling of mankind. Therefore, the more you can understand it and use it in and around yourselves, the more its illumination radiates forth through you and around you to awaken mankind till all individuals reach up and want to know something about the unfed flame, which is one activity of the sacred fire, until the awakening of the masses of the people takes place, and through their attention upon that unfed flame, the power of the great central sun magnet acts to draw them up and out of their discord. Just the attention upon that unfed flame, my dear ones, even without the intellectual consciousness understanding it, just the attention connected with it draws its radiation in and around the outer self and into the outer affairs to help life produce balance by the flow of its love, wisdom, and power. And you cannot even think of that unfed flame without a feeling of peace coming within the emotional body of yourselves. I want you to realize that the moment you begin to think upon it, I want to understand it and love it and desire to use it, there comes immediately within you its balancing radiation that brings peace inside of you. So, blessed ones, it is far more important than you understand to understand and appreciate what it can do for you. And in referring to the condition of those bodies that are in the Royal Teton, it is the unfed flame that was established in that room that has sustained the atomic structure of those bodies, kept them purified and filled with life that continually radiates perfection and its power. And therefore, to feel deeply the existence of that unfed flame in your heart, in your flesh structure, in the atmosphere about you, in your government, in your home, in your business, in every activity of the outer life, is the wide open door to your mastery. And I would appreciate greatly your attention upon that unfed flame as is contained within the lyrics of the song that is dedicated to myself. When you realize what is within those words and you hold that picture, you will begin to feel that power flow through you. Flame within my heart, expand and light my way. My dear ones, if you love that and feel it and sing it, you could no more fail to have that unfed flame go forth ahead of you and prepare your way than you could take the universe out of existence. It is absolute in its response to you. All you have to do is provide the opening by your love to it, your recognition of it, and your use of it. You, none of you yet understands just what that unfed flame can do for you all. So as you draw it more into your affairs, give it recognition, and call for its radiation to come in and around you at all times, it is the great presence from the great central sun that is the power of the great central sun magnet to give you your ascension. It will give everybody and everything the ascension wherever it is called into action. It will raise everything in this world into the perfection of our world because it is the vibratory action of immortal balance. The immortal balance of love, wisdom, and power, which is the only channel through which perfection can manifest. And therefore, it not only will help to give you your ascension the right way, but it'll help all that you contact in this world to be raised to some degree wherever you pass by into this greater perfection of our octave. It is absolutely imperative that mankind understand it. Now, at one time in the past, this unfed flame was explained to mankind, and they did have some use of it. And you have fragments of it in your architectural designs all over the world down through the ages. So the form of it has been held throughout the world as a focus of its power. It has always been used to represent authority, divine ruling authority. And so when you fully understand what it can do for you and the power that you can draw forth by its constant use, only your own experience will make you understand how wonderful it is, what a friend it is, and how immortal are its blessings. So, blessed ones, think about it, love it, use it, and wherever possible, call your mighty I Am presence on the legions of the unfed flame, the legions of victory, to establish that unfed flame every place you can think of in this world, to establish its purity of love, wisdom, and power that crowds out everything that is out of balance, everything that needs to be purified. Where that unfed flame comes forth, it cuts through everything and takes up its dominion and establishes eternal balance. I could extol its virtues forever, and so can you. Once you begin to see it act, Once you begin to feel its power, once you begin to know what it can do for you and all, you will never stop using it. Then you will have entered in to your oneness with it. As soon as your attention goes to the unfed flame in your own heart, the heart of your presence, the heart of the physical sun, the heart of the great central sun, the moment you give that recognition by your love to it, you will understand what a mighty scepter of power life has given you, and life will always let it remain in your use so long as your attention goes to it, because it is a power of the sacred fire that destructive forces cannot use, because destructive forces are out of balance. But the unfed flame is the sustaining power of everything that you want that is right. So try to feed it as a great treasure house of immortal supply to your outer selves. You do not realize yet what it has given you. If it could supply your body and your mind with the energy by which they exist, and if it can supply just by radiation all the energy you use, lifetime after lifetime, down through the ages, do you not think it can supply your affairs with the balanced flow of the sacred fire that contains the supply of everything? It's the supply of life to the universe. It's a supply of substance and energy out of which all systems of worlds are created. And if it can supply that, do you not think it can supply your little world of needs down here? Thank you, precious ones. And I wish you to realize tonight that it is called the unfed flame because it is self-existent, self-sustained, self-expanding with everything in all manifestation. So, blessed ones, when you begin to call to your own heart's love, to your mighty I Am presence, for the immortal supply of every good thing by the unfed flame, sacred fire, you will find that you lack not for any good thing. That sacred fire is the source of love, wisdom, and power that creates everything in the universe and is the fulfillment of every constructive desire, because every constructive desire has come out of that unfed flame, and within that flame is the fulfillment of its own desire. You try charging your beings and worlds with the eternally fulfilled divine desires of the unfed flame. And see for yourselves what I'm talking about tonight. Thank you, precious ones. Always before you use it, use the spinning, violet-consuming flame in and around yourselves to clear the way so that in its quick release of power, the radiation of that sacred fire goes up instantly into the atmosphere around you. Then it begins to act for you. I tell you, when things are in perfect balance, you do have perfection manifest. Now, without balance, you don't have perfection manifest. You can't have perfection without love, wisdom, and power. You can't have perfection without the sacred fire. And so, when you demand that this outer self be filled with the immortal perfection of the unfed flame, and your world becomes the immortal perfection of that unfed flame, it provides the way for you to attain the ascension without passing through the change called death. So I bring this to your remembrance tonight because, dear ones, you have known it in the centuries past in certain golden ages. You had the use of it, but you forgot to use it because your attention went to the unbalanced conditions of the outer world. And tonight I'm calling you back where you belong. Thank you, precious ones. Won't you be seated, please, and just remain so. Now, I have brought this to your attention tonight that you may make more conscious effort to attain the ascension without passing through the change called death. And since I am certain authority over your life streams because of my focus of that unfed flame, then I can help you to attain your ascension that way. And so I have brought this explanation that you may dwell upon it, feel it deeply, hold the picture of its presence acting in and around you and all mankind, that the cosmic focus of its action may become eternally established in this world for the outer world's observation and attention upon it until it has rendered its service in awakening the masses of the people till they reach up and accept it and use it for their freedom. So I enfold you tonight in my feeling and my understanding of the action of that unfed flame to assist you to your ascension without passing through the change called death. I leave you enfolded within it by the command of my heart's love for your freedom this way, if you will give this cooperation. So I am your friend of the unfed flame for eternity. Thank you with all my heart. Thank you, beloved Lord the Mahachohan, for tonight. Thank you, beloved unfed flame. May we enter into the fullness of your cosmic action and blaze it everywhere for the victory and the ascension of all. To the brothers, the golden robe, the diamond heart, the blue flame, the white robe, and the indigo cape, we ask thy enfolding radiance to all of this radiation. Watch thou between each of us while we're absent one from another. Glorify us quickly with that limitless outpouring of such invincible victory of that unfed flame in cosmic action, cosmic victory, and cosmic power, and love and wisdom without limit, until wherever we abide, we live in the world of its eternal perfection. We thank thee. Beloved Daddy, in the words of the benediction, clothe us in your heart's power and victory of that unfed flame, and see we are your obedience to it forever. Thank you, precious Daddy. Thank you, beloved Lord the Mahachohan, and all the beings who project the unfed flame to the earth. Let us live in your world of its own heart's command to life. And wherever we abide, bring it forth as an eternal part of this world, till all have become its freedom for eternity. And to the seven mighty Elohim, the seven mighty Kumaras, the seven mighty Chohans, the seven great archangels, and we call as never before for your visible, tangible presence with us. Clothe us in the sevenfold flame, the seven mighty Elohim. Beloved Arcturus, compel the unfed flame in our hearts to expand and become one with that sevenfold flame without, and cutting us free from all connection of the discord of the outer world. Let us move in the world, but not of it, and pouring into his distress every power of the sacred fire to dissolve what's wrong, replace it by the unfed flame victory of all that is right, and take thy dominion into and around those under this radiation for eternity. And we thank thee. Thank you, precious ones. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. We love you. We love you. We love you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. Our beloved mighty I Am presence, Saint Germain, Jesus, Daddy, Nada, and the great divine director, all the ascended masters, the angelic host, cosmic beings, and the force of the elements, beloved Dawn of Virginia, our beloved staff, our beloved messengers, all our beloved invincible God victorious attorneys and accountants, all other group leaders and I Am students throughout the world, and our own beloved United States of America, and the three Americas too, forever, forever, and forever. Thank you, precious ones. We add to that all we are and have or ever hope to be or have, and raise it all to our beloved mighty I Am presence and blessed Lord the Mahachohan, the great ones, all who direct the unfed flame to the earth, asking them to accept it, amplify it without limit, and charging it with the one mighty stroke of its world-enfolding cosmic presence, see that it enters in everywhere and takes its dominion and compels the end of all that has been of the human creation of the mankind of this world. To all who govern the cosmic crystal cup, we ask you to flood forth all it contains into the outer use of those under this radiation. Expand it in worldwide victory to the annihilation of all war, all poverty, all impurity, all that is not of the light. And make those under this radiation the custodians of the wealth of the world, to command and to compel all on this earth, raised, purified, illumined, and used in the service of the light for the ascension of all, the original divine way, without passing through the change called death. And we call forth whatever unfed flame is necessary to accomplish it quickly. Now as we return these physical flames to the great central sun from whence they came, we ask them to be our messengers and convey to the heart center of creation our heart's call for all the light, all the help, all the power, all the dispensations, all activities of the sacred fire necessary to compel the purification of America and the victory of America as the nation of the ascended master nation of God's heart of eternal freedom, and then enfold the earth in that victory also. And we thank you.